This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up later in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to do something we haven't done in a little while. Extended crossover with the afternoon guys.
Hey, we get to talk to those guys.
Yep, Spike and Ike and Fritz will join us.
That should be fun.
As it will lead you right into the Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni press conferences around 2 o'clock today. I'm not sure if they'll be prompted to, but whatever, we'll hang out until they are. Maybe they're at a 2, maybe a 2:01, 2:02. But those guys will be on with us, and then we'll lead you to Howie and Nick with their first legitimate press conferences in a formal setting since they became Super Bowl champions. So I'm sure a lot will be asked to Howie and Nick, specifically Howie, about the offseason, free agency, this particular draft, which seems to be high on defensive tackles and even running backs. So we'll get to all that and those guys talking at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. All right, before we get back to your phone calls on the tush-push ban that the Packers have presented to the NFL, it sounds like Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Falcons, and Sean McDermott.
A little bit of a hater.
They're both in on this idea. We'll see where this thing goes. I don't think it would appreciably change the Eagles next year. I don't think it'd be that big of a deal. I want to keep it, but I think they could overcome it. Kyle and Hugh think it's a big deal. But here's what we all agree is a big deal. Myles Garrett and his future, where he goes, the Eagles, it rumored to be involved, but listen to this. I mean, this is the strongest thing we've heard so far. Jeremy Fowler today reporting on the Myles Garrett trade situation, where it could go. Listen to how he framed it and how the Eagles could get involved in a huge way.
Tell me why I should be thinking about Myles Garrett on the Eagles.
So way early, I'm connecting some dots here, admittedly, but this is a conversation that some people in the league have had, that the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the most aggressive, if not the most aggressive teams on the trade market, will be looking for a pass rusher. Josh Sweat, the Super Bowl likely or close MVP, could be out. The expectation is that he will sign elsewhere, so they're going to have a need there. Myles Garrett, they would not want to see him go to the Washington Commanders, for example. If that was to gain traction, Howie Roseman would likely step in, try to make a deal that is too hard for the Cleveland Browns to refuse. Keep it in mind here, the Browns are a hard no. They're still telling teams they have no interest in trading Myles Garrett. If he were to become available, several teams will be in that. Maybe the Eagles will be one.
Sure sounds like Howie's got a Godfather offer in his back pocket that if he needs to pull it out.
Yeah, he don't want to strengthen your opponents. So yeah, Howie's gonna make some things happen. It's gonna be interesting to see how, if that does play out, how it plays out. You know, because you don't want to strengthen your competitor in the division. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, and also it kind of leads you to, I wonder how the Eagles assess their biggest threats next year in the NFC. I mean, they might think that the Commanders with Garrett are their biggest threat. They happen to also be in their division and have to play him twice a year. I don't want him to end. Like, if Myles Garrett ends up in the AFC somewhere.
You okay with that?
It'd be awesome if he's here because he's an all-time great player. But the Eagles just won the Super Bowl without him. I don't think they need him. But If it's here or Washington or Detroit, that's a different story because then he can block the Eagles from getting back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it could be a whole problem. I got what you're saying. Yeah,
huge problem.
Yeah,
but it does feel like Washington looms as like the team that's ready to be the most aggressive. They have a ton of cap space. They have a quarterback. They can't even pay if they wanted to for 2 more years. So they have him cheap. That feels like the team. And it feels like Howie knows it, Kyle, that they're going after him and he may have to put the block up.
Yeah, and I'm nearing the point of whatever it takes to get Myles Garrett here, because it does sound like Josh Sweat's leaving. You made the point earlier that, you know, some of these defensive free agents are going to go. The makeup of the defense is going to look a little bit different.
Yep.
And by the way, even the whole, like, we just won the Super Bowl thing doesn't jive with me going in the next season. We can't rest on our laurels. We need to be ahead of, you know, the counterpunch to our punch from last season. And, I mean, like, Myles Garrett, to me, is the best defensive player in the NFL.
Yeah.
And if you pair him with Jalen Carter, like, oh my.
That's a problem.
If they're healthy all year, it's hard to even picture us losing a game. Like, that's that dangerous to me. Well, defensive line.
It's one of the best combinations of like interior and outside
like
pass
ever?
Rusher that I could think of in the last 20 years. I mean, it's that great of a combination. It's a matter of the cost. We had Elliott on earlier, and he seemed to think it wouldn't cost that much. I think he might be off on this for this reason. Bidding wars push everything up. Like, maybe it's reasonable to say a 1 and a 2. But that's cool, but if the Commanders are offering a 1 and a 2, you have to beat the offer. Like, bidding wars with 3 or 4 teams here, they could push that thing up a lot.
Yeah, and that's what you're trying not to do. But I'm thinking that if Howie's thinking that he's going to get Miles, if he wants Miles, he has a number, but he also has this absolute number where he's going to go to in order to get that guy and keep the Commodores from getting him.
Well, the other part is you got to convince the Browns to actually do it. Because the Browns right now seem like they're playing hardball. Because it's crushing.
We don't want you to leave.
Of course not. I mean, he's the best defensive player that the franchise has probably ever had. I mean, you think about the Brown stars over the years, they're more the offensive players. Ozzie Newsome, Jim Browns.
Joe. Joe.
Yeah, the stars they've had, and it hasn't been that many, but they've been more offensive guys. I mean, this is probably the best defensive player they've had in the history of their franchise, which is 2 iterations. They don't want to let him go.
Yeah, they don't definitely.
But if he saw him at the Super Bowl. Remember when the afternoon show tried to start recruiting him?
Yeah.
He looked to me like someone who thought he was a free agent. I mean, he was not walking around like he was under contract from the Browns. He would go on any show that asked and talk about going to that team.
Oh, yeah, he was he's tired. He's fed up. That's what you call fed up. You're just tired. You're just ready to go.
There's very little chance he's a Brown next year. I think that Band-Aid is being ripped off, and the Browns are just in denial right now. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Paul in Berlin's up. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, Paul?
What's up?
So, you know, they're talking about banning this push, and I say go for it. Be careful what you wish for, because, you know, they're saying it's a rugby player, whatever. Well, we have a rugby player, and I say give the rock to Mailata, and let's see what he can do with it.
So, but who's blocking for Mailata if Mailata's running the ball?
You bring John. He was an adequate backup at tackle. He could make a block. And who's stopping Mailata, honestly? I mean, and he can carry the ball. He's very athletic. As a rugby player, so I say give him the ball.
Hugh, has your mind changed from earlier? Because it's our second Mailata run the ball call.
No, I mean, I've heard it, and I respect your position, but no, I mean, I hear your rugby stuff. No,
Paul, I like the idea of giving it to Saquon. We'll just give it to him.
Yeah. I don't know. Since we've had Mailata, I've been dying to see him carry the ball.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have. Well, I mean, it's like you said, it's the background, and he's a great athlete.
Yeah, and you see some of the old rugby plays, man. He's a low.
Yeah,
he's a beast.
It'd be fun. Look, it'd be fun. But I think that's more of, and Paul, we appreciate it. That's more like a trick play, like a one-time shot.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him going out for a pass play.
I think it was, 3 years ago now? Didn't Lane catch a touchdown? I think it was the 2021 season against the Giants late in the season. I feel like it was around Christmas. I think Lane Johnson caught a touchdown pass. So, I mean, yeah, that'd be fun, but that's not a strategy, like, to do over and over.
Nah, I don't think so. I just want to see it. That's more like on some Ben Johnson stuff.
Yeah,
trick play. Trick plays type deal.
Yeah, like the Eagles run this
when you're
play.
When you're a dominant force up front, you ain't got to run a whole lot of trick plays.
Well, you don't, and the Eagles haven't had to because they've been a highly successful offense, and this tush-push has been near automatic for 3 years, but now there's a lot of pushback to keep it. Let's talk to Jim, who's up on WIP. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, guys?
Good, Jim. What's up?
I've been listening for a while about this tush-push things, and one of the things that came to my mind is that basically, it's a quarterback sneak with getting help from whoever is in the backfield, pushing him forward, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, back in 2005, the NFL approved a rule change that allows offensive linemen or whomever to go downfield, let's say if a receiver catches the ball 10 yards deep, and push him from behind. So trying to change the tush-push would involve making another change that has been in effect for the last 20 years or so. You follow me?
I'm following. Yeah, because this was – I remember when that happened, when they changed it. I feel like, Jim, the last few years you see this more. Maybe it's because we have the tush-push here, but I feel like a lot of games I watch, I see what you're talking about, where a guy will run down the field after someone makes a catch and then like push him forward a few extra yards.
So how is that any different?
It's not.
It's not. So therefore, if they would conceivably make a change on what we do, they'd have to change the other because it wouldn't be consistent.
I agree. Jim, actually, I think if this does happen, if we actually get to this point, that's the way they'll change the rule. And they'll spin it as this is not about the Eagles. It's not the tush push we're banning. We're banning the pushing from behind anywhere on the field.
Well, that's the only way they could do it. You're right. That's the only way they could do it. And I can't imagine that would get a whole lot of support, but who knows? You know, you just don't know. Anyway, thanks very much.
You got it, Jim. Appreciate that. How about Jim? Jim brought the facts. 2005, they changed that rule. So when you were in the league, Hugh, you couldn't do that. You couldn't run up and push an offensive player. In 05, they changed the rule, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the tush push kind of evolved off of that. Because when I think of the tush push, there's a few elements, right? You have the offensive line getting really low, right? The kind of the burrowing underneath.
Low man wins.
Then you have Jalen picking his spot for where he's going to like hide and go underneath.
Yeah.
But then the last element is, and it's been a lot of Goddard and Saquon this year, pushing Jalen, like the last
push-tusher.
The tush-pusher. That part of it, that only was allowed since 05, like the pushing from behind.
And they're taking advantage of it. So I don't think they're going to change too much of this, man. It's a much ado about nothing, in my opinion. But it's just crazy how many people are adamant about how they want this to change. It's just, you know, it's a lot.
Feels like sour grapes a little bit.
A little bit. And when you talk about the people that have done it, it's like you got skin in the game. Like for me, the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, Coach McDermott, that one right there is perplexing. Because it's like, dog, you tried to do it. You did it. You did it. And you did it in a moment of a game where it didn't work for you. Now you want it to go away. So what you going to do? All them other 12 times that it worked for you. What you going to do then? You know, you got – and you think it would work because your quarterback is a big dude. But no, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and they're actually most of the time pretty good at it. I would say the Eagles and Bills are the teams that use it the most effectively. But even McDermott today – going and saying, yeah, I don't know about this.
He and his feelings.
Yeah, he is. Well, him and a lot of the guys in the NFL right now. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll finish up with your calls on the tush push potentially being banned. If you could pick two Eagles free agents of the Big Four to come back here, Sweat, Becton, Williams, Bond, who would you go with? Plus, more on the likelihood of the tush push being banned. How likely is it? Is it kind of likely, not likely at all? We'll hear that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about Hetfield bacon. It's really, really good. It's packed with flavor, sizzles to perfection. Can you just hear that sizzle right now? I did that before. I made it on air. And it comes in so many different varieties and flavors, like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon, thick cut, extra thick cut, and even maple brown sugar for that sweet and savory kick. On your next trip to the grocery store, you need to do yourself a favor and get you some Hatfield bacon and put it in your cart. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork